say, do not try to see Krishna, but serve him in such a way that he will want to see you. Keeping this in mind, Srila Prabhupada also writes in one of the Bhagavatam purports, one who is not accustomed to serving the lotus feet of the Lord is not qualified to see the smiling face of the Lord. Prabhupada says this in one of the purports of Kunti Maharani's prayers. What does this mean? Just like in a school, an average student is not so much well known by the principal. And even if he tries to somehow sneak into principal's room, he will not be appreciated. But if he studies well and gets a state first or something, then immediately he becomes noticeable by the principal of the school and he will be called to the principal's room. He will be invited there to be rewarded. Or somebody is a citizen of India, one amongst the 120 crore citizens, whatever. But if he performs some welfare activities for the welfare of all the citizens of the country, then he becomes noticeable by the Prime Minister of India. Probably PM of India may fly coming to meet him for the good work he has done. Similarly, he said, do not try to see Krishna, try to serve him in such a way that he will want to see you. Which means one should render some service to Krishna first, and that service should be rendered with love. Prabhupada writes this in the 10th chapter Bhagavad Gita purport. One should render some service to Krishna and the service should be rendered with love. So first we should do something for Krishna. We should want to do something. Like people coming to temple should bring some fruits or some flowers or some offerings. Or one should do with hands and legs and all the karmendriyas and mind. One should offer some service to Krishna. And gradually that service should be not done blindly or ignorantly or reluctantly or grudgingly, but it should be done lovingly. That is called as loving devotional service. The heart is filled with love for rendering service to devotees and Krishna, and one should render service with one's kaya, vacha, manasa. One should offer service. So this combination is very powerful. If there is love in the heart and if there is service in the body, mind and words, then this combination will produce bhakti. And that bhakti will produce more bhakti and more bhakti. It will go on expanding. It will become oceanic. That is how one's devotion develops. So to say that one should serve Krishna, then Krishna will come to see you, it means it's like putting an iron rod in fire, which also becomes red hot and yellow hot and white hot. Similarly, by coming in contact with devotees and Krishna and rendering some loving devotional service, one makes a very great progress in one's consciousness of Krishna. After which the holy name will spring from the heart of the devotee. Because the holy name manifests in the heart of a devotee. It is not captured. The bhakti is not achieved, bhakti is awarded. So this is the formula Bhakti and Saraswati taught to the devotees, how one should approach the Lord and how one should approach the holy name and what is the right method for taking shelter of the holy name. Because sometimes we chant the holy name, we don't find any taste. We can better take a second look at our attitude. What is my attitude? Am I doing loving devotional service or grudging devotional service? Considering devotional service as a burden? Or am I doing service at all? Am I doing service or am I escaping from service also? So we can ask these questions. And such questions will reveal answers to this point. If one is doing loving devotional service with a proper attitude, then one's taste for the holy name should also eventually manifest. Harinam Prabhu ki.